In our previous shiur, we discussed the greetings that each Yid will give to Melech HaMashiach. He will say, Shalom Aleichem. And Mashiach will personally greet each individual Yid, as well as Klal Yisrael with a very enthusiastic Aleichem Shalom. Today we are going to be addressing the brachas, the blessings that Yidden will make when they see these galos of Melech HaMashiach, and they will meet Melech HaMashiach for the first time. According to many of the poskim, there are a few brachas that will need to be said, and it's really very important that we learn the brachas in these final moments right before the complete hisgalos, so that we're not going around schlepping out our papers trying to say the bracha when Mashiach comes. I personally remember that during the Shiva of Rebbe Tzinchaya Mushka, so obviously the yeshivas and the chadorim brought all the Lubavitcher kids to be Menachem Oval, our Rebbe. And on the bus ride to Crown Heights, they gave us papers, Hamokim Menachem. And they said, you better memorize it by heart so that when you come in front of the Rebbe, you're not looking, pulling out papers to say Hamokim. But everyone got so nervous when they actually stood in front of the Rebbe that most kids ended up schlepping out papers and then they were just pulled away. But you really want to know the brachas clearly so that you're really, really ready. So, in general, the accepted opinion and the accepted amount of brachas that poskim say that we will say are the famous five brachas. And these are the brachas that I want to teach you and also explain to you why we say these specific brachas. The first brachas is Goyel Yisrael. That obviously we're thanking the Eibishter Bechlal on the Geula. That that the Eibishter takes us and took us out of Golos. So it's a general thank you for the Eibishter on the Geula. Which Kan Amokim, here's the place. We say, Eino V'Neinu. We ask the Eibishter to see us and to redeem us, and we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goyel Yisrael. Seemingly, the Eibishter didn't redeem us, so what's Goyel Yisrael? But Chazal tell us that every time we actually say this bracha, there is a little bit of a geula happening, and the Eibishter took us out, you know, one step closer. But either way, when Mashiach comes, we are going to thank the Eibishter for redeeming us, the general bracha of Goyel Yisrael. Then obviously, there is Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. Anytime we reach a special milestone of Simcha, we make a Shechiyonu. It's not just a general milestone, but it has to be a unique milestone connected specifically to Simcha, which that's one of the reasons why we don't make a Shechiyonu on by a bris. Because it's connected with Tsar, even though it's a gewaldic schus and a gewaldic mitzvah. And for example, we do not make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer because it's a countdown to Shavuos. We don't have it yet. The whole idea of Sfiras is we're counting down to Matan Torah. So until we have the Torah, we don't make the Shechiyonu. So, but when Mashiach comes, where first of all, there's only going to be complete Simcha. And secondly, everyone is already going to have the Geula Biyadayim. We're going to have it in our hands. It's not that we are anticipating, waiting, yearning, praying, learning for, but rather we actually have the Geula. So we're going to make the Shechiyonu, which, you know, everybody knows that we say Shechiyonu, V'kimonu, V'higiyonu. What's the three words? Shechiyonu, V'kimonu, V'higiyonu. So in the Rebbe's Haggadah, he gives a beautiful explanation for the three words, and everyone is welcome to check it up. The third bracha is Shecholak Michachmosei Lireyov. When you see somebody that's very, very, very smart, which even though today you don't see people making this bracha when they see a regular Talmud Chacham, but when people would see G'dayle Yisrael, whether it was the Rogach of a Goyin, or, you know, real G'dayle Yisrael, there were those that would make this bracha. It's a bracha that's made when you see someone that is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and that the Eibishter Poshet Yishchino Medaber, the Eibishter gave from his Chachma to these great Tzadikim. So we say Shecholak Michachmasei Lireyav, that he gave his Chachma to those that fear him. The next one is Shecholak Mikvoidei Lireyav. Now that is a bracha we make when we see a king. And others say it, for example, if they would see the President of the United States, according to some poskim, it's included in Al Derech a King, a powerful position. And being that Moshiach is obviously a Melech, and not Stam a Melech, his Moshiach is Shleimus Inyan HaMelucha, therefore, we also make the bracha shecholak mikvoidei lireyav, that the Eibishter gave from his covet to a human being that fears him, because Moshiach is a melech. Now, I saw a very interesting interview once with Rabbi Mordechai Shmuel Ashkenazi, and he was speaking about the importance of learning Gula Moshiach, and one of the examples that he brought were these two brachas, because one of the great poskim of our generation, and I'm not going to mention his name here, was asked by somebody that he's waiting for Mashiach, and being that there are two brachas to say, Shecholak Michachmos Hilideyav and Shecholak Mikvoid Hilideyav, are we allowed to say Shecholak Michachmos Hilkvoid Hilideyav? Can you put them both together? And the Pesach answered no, because we're not looking to shorten brachas. For example, if we make a bracha Boidi Priya Adama and Boidi Priya Eitz, you don't say Boidi Priya Adama V'Eitz. You don't mix two separate things together. So therefore, even though they both start off Shecholak, we do not mix the two brachas together. And Rabbi Mordechai Shmuel Ashkenazi said, but he feels that in our case is very different. Because while you cannot compare apples and potatoes, which is Ha'etz and Ha'adama, being that by Mashiach he is a combination of Rav and Melech, and just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, we brought down from the Sichos that the Malchus is also an extension of his Torah, of his being a Nosi, of his teaching. So being by Mashiach, the Malchus and the Rav, his being a Chacham and a Torah teacher, and his being a Melech, are fused together as one. So according to Rabbi Ashkenazi, a Yid, by seeing the Rebbe, Melech HaMashiach, for the first time, would be allowed to say, Shecholak Mikvoidoi V'Chachmosoi, or Chachmosoi V'Kvoidoi Lideyav, he would be allowed to put them both together. But here's another example of the importance of learning the Maimorim L'Kodesichas of Nesidei Reinu, which is the Derech Yeshara, the straight path to bring Moshiach, because it actually comes out a Shaila in Halacha based on the understanding of how Moshiach is a Rav and a Melech. But the fifth and final bracha is Chacham HaRozin, which Chacham HaRozin, we know we say that when we see 600,000 people, so you say Chacham HaRozin. So being that when Mashiach comes, it's going to be literally the reunion of Yidden, not just Me'arba Kanfei Sa'oretz, but as well as Yidden from all the previous generations, there'll be Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. L'asher L'chein, it would be a grand opportunity to say Chacham HaRozim. So Bekitzer, the five brachas in order, Goel Yisrael, Shechiyonu, Shecholak Michachmosai Lideyav, Shecholak Mikvoide Lideyav, and Chacham HaRozim.